welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're down to the last two men standing in the BDO World Darts Championship, the final taking place on Sunday. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah.
Good man. What we'll do is we'll take a quick look back at the semi-finals to see how the two finalists got to Sunday's showpiece. Starting with an absolute classic between Glenn Durrant and Martin Adams. It ended up 6-5, but set 7, 8, 9 and 10 all went to deciding legs. And then we had a tiebreaker in the final set because you have to win by two clear legs. It was an absolute classic, John. Some people saying it's the best ever match at Lakeside. It's definitely up there with the best of them. What did you make of Martin Adams' performance there?
Well, absolutely. I remember a similar semi-final back in 95 between Raymond van Barneveld and Martin Adams. I don't think it went right to the tiebreak, but the quality of it was such that you just had to say, that's a match that I'll never forget. It's always a dangerous thing to do to start talking about that's the best game of all those years, because people, understandably, have short memories in lots of ways, and I often hear it sometimes from commentating colleagues, oh, that's one of the best games ever at the such and such a venue. And I'm thinking, well, we must have said that quite a few times over the years, and always be very, very careful when you say this kind of thing. Yes, it was a great, great game, and probably of all the games played at the Lakeside, one of the top 25. And I'm talking about over a 30-year period at that famous venue. Of course, there were other BDO World Championships at Jolly's and before that in Nottingham. But yes, it was a tremendous game. And credit to both players, really. You know, the expression that we use, I don't think it's unreasonable. It's a pity there had to be a loser, certainly applied there. And I think Glenn Durrant proved to the world that he is a really, really top-quality dart player. If there was any doubt before, and I think there was in terms of being a top quality, then I think that dispelled any doubt there might have been. And I noticed that he's putting messages on social media to the effect that he's going home today and a very happy man and a very contented man and to back to normal life, which it must have seemed surreal to him this last few days, and particularly the last couple of days where he's come so very close.
Yeah, like you say, it's an old cliche used, but neither player deserved to lose that. Glenn Durrant had two darts for the match. End up not getting them, of course, and Martin Adams just missed out on a 9-darter, and then he went on to win the match. I mean, it was an absolute classic, John. And what does that say about Martin Adams' character? Because he was on the brink a couple of times and produced his best darts of the tournament when it really mattered.
Well, that is hardly surprising, because Adams has been a class act since the mid 90s. He came on the scene actually just about the time when the split occurred. I remember going to the Lakeside back in 1994 when John Part won it, straight from the Circus Tavern where I had commentated on Dennis Priestley beating Phil Taylor in the first ever WDC PDC final. And that was the first time I came across Martin Adams. That was his first ever Embassy World Championship attempt. And like many other players, he probably would not have had that chance, including John Part, by the way. It had those 16 players not made the decision to split from the BDO and go with the WDC, as it was. And so he stood the test of time, hasn't he? But it became apparent soon after that he was a really high-quality player, and I refer again to the year after that, in 1995, when he reached the semi-finals and was involved in an absolutely spellbinding semi-final. I was there and witnessed it and covered the event for BBC Radio Sport. Adams has been at the top of his game ever since then, right up to now, two decades, with the exception of a blip over the last 2 to 2 years, we'll say. But he's worked hard this last year and got himself back to where he is, and he really is a very, very fine player. One of his problems in the past has been in very, very tight situations, not being able to finish the job off, and I can see him now with his hand shaking as he holds the dart in readiness to release it. Nerves take over and sometimes dominate your game, and you can't hit the double no matter how hard you try. And I've seen evidence of that in the past, but I think his experience now is such that and the fact that he's won the title three times means that he's less prone to that now, and he's a, you know, I can't speak more admiringly of him. I think he's a tremendous, tremendous player. I'm sorry, in a way, that he didn't try his hand with the PDC. But having said that, he's not lost anything in terms of my admiration for him as a darts player, Martin Adams, one of the all-time greats. And, you know, it's historic for him tonight because only Raymond van Barneveld has won the title four times, that particular title. Eric Bristow has won it five times. Nobody else has won it more than that. And I think that if he were to equal Raymond van Barneveld's four, what an incentive in 12 months' time, or maybe even the year after that when he'll be 60, to equal Eric Bristow's record. That's, I'm sure, what he would like to do, and frankly, what he deserves. I'm a Martin Adams fan, as you can tell, because I think he's a wonderful, wonderful darts player.
Yeah, he showed that on Saturday evening. We'll see him on Sunday in the final. He takes on Scott Mitchell, and Scott Mitchell's semi-final was a stark contrast because he ended Jeff Smith's fairy tale, beating 6-0. It was light work for Scott Mitchell in the end. Your anti-post pick as well, John. You must be impressed with that performance.
Yes, I can't speak of Scott Mitchell in the same terms that I speak of Martin Adams because I've only known Scott Mitchell a few months. I've had the pleasure of meeting him and doing a little bit of commentary with him for Eurosport on BDO and EDO events during the last few months. And he's a tremendous... He's a lovely lad. I say a lad, he's in his 40s, but when you get to my age, he's still a lad. And he's a really good, rock-steady dart player. Again, I've seen enough of him during the past few months to have selected him to win this event. He's the reigning British Open champion. He won the top of Ghent. He was prominent in so many other competitions, and I think that Scott Mitchell deserves to be in this final. As for the man he beat, Jeff Smith, yes, that's most disappointing to lose by that margin, but Jeff Smith will be flying home, I'm sure, very, very happy with the check he's picked up, the experience he's gained, and the kudos he will have gained from it. People won't remember Jeff Smith for losing 6-0 in a semi-final. They'll remember Jeff Smith for his performances leading up to that semi-final, and his determination, his undoubted ability, his commitment. That's Jeff Smith, and he'll be back and be a threat. I actually think that's one of the finest performances by a North American, probably the finest since John Part won the PDC World title in 2008. And I can remember Larry Butler winning the World Match Play, the inaugural one at the Winter Gardens in 1994, and the euphoria that followed that in the States. Well, I think Jeff Smith will probably engender that kind of response back home as well, in Canada and south of the border in the States. So well done him, and he's got nothing to be ashamed of in terms of that semi-final defeat. If he gets to the semis next year, rest assured he'll have learned from that.
Yeah, credit to Jeff Smith. He's been one of the stars of the BDO World Darts Championship this year. Scott Mitchell against Martin Adams is the final then. Scott Mitchell is 13-10. Martin Adams, 8-13. It's going to be a good final, John. Which way do you see it going in the end?
Well, the odds suggest that it's Adams' title already. Well, not quite. 8-13 isn't an absolute certainty. But I'm a little surprised that that he's favourite. I would have thought maybe 5-6. Mitchell's done little wrong during the course of the week. Adams has the higher profile, as I've probably just outlined. And I've selected Scott Mitchell at the start, much as though I would be absolutely delighted for Martin Adams if he were to win it and equal Raymond van Barneveld's BDO World Championship record. I still have to stick with Scott Mitchell because nothing's happened to cause me to change my mind other than Martin Adams being obviously a proven quality player yet again. But I would have been saying just the same if Glenn Durrant had won. And let's not forget his contribution, because he's been absolutely fantastic and he'll be back. But no, I'd be saying just the same had Glenn made it into the final. I've got to stick with Scott Mitchell. It's best of 13 sets now. Who's to say it won't go the distance? Though I think Martin Adams at 58 years of age, and you know, I've been 58 over a decade ago since I was 58. You cannot withstand serious, serious pressure two nights running like you could when you were 28. And that may be, and I only say maybe, one of the factors in this. The fact that Mitchell had an easy ride in the semi, I think, is to his advantage. And if Adams is in the same situation as he was yesterday, can he pick himself up and go through it all a second time? Only he can prove that, can answer that question. I've got to stick with Mitchell, and I'll take Mitchell to win the title by 7-5.
Okay, 7-5 in
favour. I nearly said 7-4, and I probably will have a bet on 7-4 and 7-5.
Okay, well, you could dutch the two. 7-5 is 8-1, 7-4 is 9-1, excuse me. You mentioned at the top of that little preview as well, John, you expect to do something like 5-6 to pick 'em. Well, if you go on the handicap betting, Scott Mitchell plus 1.5 is 5-6. Obviously, Martin Adams minus 1.5, 5-6 as well. For that little bit of extra insurance, would that attract you in there?
I think it would, to be honest, yes. I think it would. Although the 13-10, was it, that you quoted, is very, very tempting. And I would take it had I not backed Scott Mitchell at the outset.
Okay, good stuff. Well, thank you very much, John. Good luck. Enjoy the final, and you'll be on William Hill in Play Radio this evening.
I shall be watching it, yes, in your studio, and making my comments from time to time. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing you.
Good. Well, we'll look forward to having you in. John, anybody who wants to listen, it's inplayradio.co.uk. If you want to have a bet as well, it's sports.williamhill.com, and click on the darts pages. Thank you very much, John, and good luck this evening.
Thank you very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.